Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I was going to say, are we still trying to be normal or are we just accepting at this point that it's
not? I was talking about the curl up in a ball and cry because I was part of the 19,000 You Fell For It Again award on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's rough. I'm sorry.
Worst part is I didn't get the sandwich either.
You didn't get the chicken parm thing?
So let me tell you something about the chicken parm. If you're going to a Sabres game and you have designs on eating that sandwich, get there early.
Oh, they sold out.
Apparently, from what I heard, in 20 minutes.
Was it as popular as the Skinner chicken dinner? We need to see the metrics.
There are 72 of them made.
That's it?
Need I remind you, a sellout crowd has 19,000 strong. I get that it is a big sandwich. I am just sad that I'm not part of the 72 people that purchased it.
72?
Because apparently it's only $48. But considering the size of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you actually get a little bit of bang for your buck there.
And the price of arena food across all leagues, that is suddenly not that bad. Honestly.
It's not. Still wouldn't pay $48, though.
That said, I was part of 19,000 people that watched that game, but also, more importantly, did not get to enjoy the Tage Parm.
Yeah.
And watched a bad game.
I saw how many
not a
would
bad
stack
game,
up like, to be his height. I saw that posted on social media and all of that. Saw a couple people did have it. I saw it on Twitter. I didn't know they only made 72 of them. That's a little crazy to
that
me.
That was the part that I went right for that Lenovo. I knew right where it was.
Yeah.
And nope. I was also like, I was late for where I wanted to get there early.
Mm-hmm.
No, that did not happen.
No.
But I learned you got to get there probably like right when they open the doors. Hour early.
You got to be waiting. Is that what's keeping people coming to the home game? To try and be of the 72 people to hold the chicken parm sandwich?
Maybe.
That could be the thing.
It might be the magic.
Especially with the performance of the On Ice product we saw the other night. Nothing too amazing. I did this again. Okay, I really did. I did the whole thing of, you know what?
I did this again.
I've been talking the entire offseason about I can't buy in until I see the result. I can't buy in until this happens, that happens. I was bought in, okay? Like 2 days before, I was like, you know what? They're making the playoffs. All these metrics, all these advanced metrics, all these predictions, they're making the playoffs. I think they're going to be able to do it this year. That game happens. I'm with the guy yelling outside the arena that's gone viral. I really am. I mean, maybe not word for word with him, but like.
Yeah, you're in Disney when you're six instead of with the Sabres when they make the playoffs. Not loyal to the crest.
No.
I'm kidding, obviously. But
it's just not. it's one game.
That is the part that we really need to get back to right now, and
yes.
It's about both teams, is that it is one loss. For the Sabres, it is one out of 82 games. We can't crash out this quickly. As poor of a performance as it was one game, and now I have a challenge for them. Don't you dare lose tonight to Boston and start 0-2.
Yeah. 0-1-1, I might be able to get something out of.
Nope.
But even then, it's like, just go 1-1, please. Like, nope. Let's win the game.
I am going to be a little more demanding. I don't care how injured you are. Boston's a bad roster.
They are. The Sabres really this season don't have an excuse to make it year 15. This division has gotten weaker.
Yes.
The top teams have lost some of their top players. It's gotten weaker. I feel like looking at, like we said, it's one game. It's one. Tonight is going to be big. I get it. People are frustrated and crashing out. Look at how I just opened the show. It's the 14. I give people a little bit of slack on crashing out, though, because it's just like we got the record scratched at one point, and we're just going to keep repeating the same phrase. Like in the Polar Express, when they get the stuff wrong, and they're looking at the little globe there, and they're about to go on the ride down the slide. We end up just hearing the same thing. Ring-a-ding, 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 ring-a-ding. 8 times in a row. 10 times in a row. We're 14 times in a row, and people don't want it to go to 15.
Now, the reason I say it, though, is it's a long season. Have your crash out appropriately. You can't start at 100.
Expect disappointment and you'll never be disappointed. That's what we got to do here.
It's not that. It's a long season. If it is looking like more of the same, game one's not going to tell us that.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
First 10 to 12. That is my advice to anyone that is already like sick.
If they're 2-8.
Oh, God. Then we are.
We're done. No, back ready? It up. It's over. We're
if
done.
If they have 2 wins in their first 10 to 12 games, Joe, I will welcome this to pull up the couch and we will take every frustration and we'll start writing in a notebook. I will be your sports therapist
in the journal with
for
cursive.
The weekend.
Your feelings about, yeah. Kick back on the couch.
I'll even pitch to do it literally on a couch outside.
I'm not doing that. It's too cold.
I feel it's perfect. You want to know why? Cold like the Sabres fans' feelings in their hearts because of this team.
Yeah.
So, Buffalo, the Sabres, I give you one job today. Beat the Boston Bruins. Do not start 0-2 for the life of everything. Because people are already sick of it after one hockey game out of 82.
Yeah.
Do not do this again because I don't know how long I've got it in me to talk about the Bills adding a wide receiver.
To talk about a team that's been at the top of the top pretty much for the past 7 years and has minuscule little changes here and there.
I need
Let's talk about a team getting good, please. That's what I want.
I need you to be different this year, please. For everything. Not just the sanity of the fans, but even for us sitting here as content creators of radio. Do not make me have to do the same thing over and over again. I don't want to.
No.
And it's like, quite frankly, I don't want to. And fans don't want to deal with this over and over again either.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not just us.
It's not just us.
Who talk about them. It's clearly, look at that video that's gone viral. It's clearly everybody. It's just
let me
so frustrating.
Let me put it in a number for you. This team has a 14-year playoff drought, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They sold out opening night.
Yeah. If that doesn't tell you, we've been saying this, that doesn't tell you, yes, this is a football city as well. This is a hockey city at its core that they're willing to show up and sell out an arena.
Every season starts anew.
Yes.
Do not falter this. Alex Lyon looked good.
That's the only thing. He let in four goals. Three goals.
One was an empty netter, yeah.
One was an empty netter. Sorry. 3 goals he lets in. Is he like the sole brighter spot-ish? Like the star that died and is like the light starting to fade kind of like millions of miles away? Like it wasn't phenomenal If he could do a little bit more than that every game, I think I'd be satisfied with him. But
it wasn't the amount of goals he let in. It is how he kept it a 1-0 game for a majority of the time.
Right. The offense just couldn't score a goal.
Despite the fact that they got heavily outshot to start the game.
Yeah, I was looking at it. It was like 9-2 in the first couple minutes. I was like, what's happening
in
here?
The first half of the game, it was like 7-0.
Yeah.
It took a while. The Sabres did play better in the second and third period. But Alex Lyon had to make sure it stayed 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some phenomenal saves in there. Igor Shesterkin got the 37 save shutout, but there weren't as many dangerous chances there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Sabres got as many goals as I got chicken parms. 0.
Good thing they announced the goal song, because you wouldn't have heard it in the arena if they waited.
I have thoughts on that. I have thoughts on that.
It's Kickstart Your Heart Again?
Yes.
Mm.
But I'm not going to get into it.
No.
Real quick, though, programming note for you. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, is going to be expected to speak around 11:25.
Yes.
This morning, as the Bills get ready for their last practice of the week before they head out to Atlanta.
Got the early slate for the Monday Night Football. Look at that, 7:15.
We did, and that's going to be a big thing here. So we're going to take our time out soon here. And before we do, we'll go to Matt here. Matt, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Real quick, what you got for us?
Guys, I've already crashed out on this team. I'm done. I can't take it anymore. I mean, a microcosm of what this team is the last 14 years is Josh North. Literally, has anybody in the history of hockey at any level injured themselves seriously by taking a faceoff without being touched by anyone? I mean, just like, come on. Like, that is a microcosm of what this team is over the last 14 years. Incompetent, constantly injured. You got Samuelson, Greenway, Norris. Like, all these guys are going to be injured for multiple weeks every other week. And it's just like, there's no continuity. There's no nothing with this team. It's like either they score a bunch of goals and let in tons of goals, or they try and play defense and then they can't score. There's no, like, happy middle with this team. It's either, like, you suck trying to play all offense and can't defend, or you suck trying to play defense and can't score. And that's what we're going to get all season, and I'm just done. I can't take it anymore with this team.
Matt, I appreciate you calling in, letting us know about this. I more or less am at the protect your mentals on this. If you got to step back from them, I'm not going to tell you no.
He's absolutely right in the inconsistency factor of it. You either get the extreme offense or you get them trying to play defense and they can't play offense. That's
right.
Even when Granato was here, it went from the high-flying street hockey-ish offense, just flying all over the place, to let's stack up the defense and then take all the offense away. And then we can't get back to any of that offense without giving up the defense. And you can't go back to the defense without giving up the offense. He's absolutely right. There's no happy middle. And that's the problem.
It also turns into, when you have a team exclusively relying on 5-on-5 scoring, you're going to lose more than you win.
Exactly.
And the Sabres, once again, like the amount of chicken parms that I had that night, had 0 goals on the power play.
Is it bad I wasn't surprised to see that? Because that's just a norm for this
team. They can't do this again. Be different. I am not asking necessarily for better. Be different this year. At this point, I don't know if
just be different. Whatever you want to do. Win now, lose later, or whatever. That's
my problem. I don't know if I'm asking necessarily for better this year. I'm asking for different. And we will talk plenty more about this.
Yes, I have a lot more
coming
to say.
Up. But we got to make sure that we are on time here. Head coach Sean McDermott is expected to speak in about 10 minutes here, and we'll carry it on WGR. George Lopez ruined this song forever for me. All I think about is people jumping on trampolines.
Yeah. That'll be the next open for the show.
Jumping on trampolines?
Yeah.
I don't have the back for that anymore, dude.
You don't?
No.
Oh, yeah, you don't. That's right. I did it with my younger siblings the other day, so. Yeah. The other day, more like a while ago when it was actually warmer outside.
I jumped on the trampolines with some cousins the other day. That's a Letterkenny reference right there.
Oh, yeah. I went over my head.
Yeah.
Went over my head.
That's okay. These kids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
These kids. Yeah, this kid. You know what? I haven't seen the Sabres be good once.
All right, we're not doing this again. We're not doing this. Not yet, okay? Hold on to it, okay? I sense your power.
Yes, I feel the hatred flowing within you.
We have Sean McDermott coming up in a few minutes, give or take.
We'll cut to that live the minute that it happens.
Yes, give you a little update before practice. And then later, as I said in the update, just in case you missed it, Sal Capaccio will join us at 12:30 to recap Bills practice. So we'll get the beginning and the bookend.
We are doing this again.
Oh, no. What happened?
Head coach Lindy Ruff just spoke. Center Josh Norris will miss a significant amount of time with an upper body injury.
Oh, no. You've got to be kidding me.
There goes your 1C. Well, Tage will move over to 1C, but...
This is... Oh man, this is not different, Derek. This is not different. This is. Oh, so he's out for a significant amount of time. It says
that's what Lindy Ruff just said.
And the one thing every fan was seriously hoping for, especially after the preseason, was quite the opposite, because he looked great. Did it say what the injury was again? Sorry, I'm like
upper body, which means it could be. I mean, he was grabbing toward his midsection, but also he did look like he was slashed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like maybe he was pressing his hand against it. Like maybe he broke his hand. Somebody slashed his hand.
Oh, no.
Or it could be the oblique. It could
be anything upper body. I hate NHL injury designations.
That
They're
is
not
also
so
true.
Nonspecific.
But I understand why they do it. You can't trust a hockey player not to target said injury.
No, right, right. No, you're 100% right. But it's still just not. That's not great for the program whatsoever. Just what he's able to bring. You know?
So, yeah. It is getting to a point, though, where like, oh, man. I need this franchise to be able to free themselves of whatever curse has been laid upon them at this point. Because you go through different cores with talented players, and it all ends up in the same result. And while this GM does wear 6 years of it at this point, he's not alone. It is uncanny to get to a point, though, where a team just cannot crack the playoffs when half the league makes it. It's tough.
I don't want to say it's like you have to actively try not to make it, but it almost seems as if it's
and
that.
Again, we are in one game. Pace ourselves.
We're in one game with your 1C who's now out for significant time.
I do hate the fact that, like, I'm trying to say it's one game. Everyone pace yourselves. We'll see what's really happening here. But, man, there's an ugly amount of injuries to this team to start. Like, Zach Benson takes a puck to the face the day before the season opener.
Yeah, right.
And it turns into something worse where he ends up in the hospital. And now not traveling to Boston for game two.
And he's a big part of their offense.
He's going to become a big part of their offense, it seemed like. Dang it. Owen Power. Looks like he's coming back from injured reserve. He gets sick. And the Sabres did definitely look like a team that could have used one of their top four defensemen in the lineup.
Oh, absolutely.
With Michael Kesselring already out on injured reserve with an undisclosed injury. Dang it.
I guess
19,000 people show up to the first game of the season. And you score zero goals.
You don't hear Kickstart My Heart once.
I want it to be something different this year.
And it could be still. This might be, it, I guess.
Unfortunately, good does not have to fall into the category of different.
Yeah, anything different. But the injuries being so significant in the beginning of the season at least give you a hope that when they do resolve themselves at whatever point it is in the season, you do see a change. But what is long term? How long is Josh Norris going to be out? Like, what are we worrying about exactly? We don't know. There's so many questions still.
But there's now a new fear bunker here. As we get connected with our fans, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Richard tweets into me, I'm convinced we're watching the Darlene Tuck and Thompson farewell tour.
Yeah.
They cannot start abysmally again.
No.
They cannot be dead by January, or we are not seeing these players for very long in Buffalo Sabres uniforms.
No. Tuck is in the position now where if they are not good this year, he's not signing and he is going elsewhere.
He's unrestricted. He can walk.
He can walk. He's had playoff experience. He's going to go do that for another team and probably do it well, right? Like,
they need to get off to a better... This is why I say you have to beat Boston tonight.
Yeah.
Boston
you
is
need
not
to be
good,
1-1 after two.
Boston is not a good team.
No.
They...
Are you happy with a win, or if it's like a close victory, are you kind of like... Mm.
First of all, they do not ask how. They ask how many.
Yeah. Okay.
When it comes to wins in the National Hockey League, I'm pretty sure goal differential is like not amongst the top of how tiebreakers are resolved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it starts with head-to-head, and then you go from there.
Yeah.
But they don't ask how. And as a matter of fact, by the time you get to goal differential in the NHL tiebreakers, you could have corrected any one thing, and you deserve not to make the playoffs. The part I'm worried about is, if you start poorly again, exactly what Richard tweets, about Darlene and Thompson in particular. Tuck is a UFA. They are working on this sort of contract talks. But if they're not playing well again, those talks get shut down. Unless Alex Tuck really wants to sign up for more pain.
Mm-hmm. And if I were him, I don't think I would. If it goes bad, I don't think I would. You got to think about it from the business standpoint at that point. Take the personal out of it. Like,
this is a player that also in his first year in the NHL went to the Stanley Cup final.
Exactly.
I would imagine he's wanted this to happen for the Sabres, but
if it's not showing signs of, he's got to do what's best for him.
It's going to become a concern. It's going to be a concern for fans, and that is why, yeah, I hate saying that in game two it's a must-win situation.
Must win in game two of the 82-game season.
I don't like saying that. I don't like saying that.
It sounds dirty coming off the tongue.
It sounds illogical, really, is what it is. It sounds illogical. It sounds like something that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens here. But they need to beat Boston, if only, just so that we don't get to Monday, where the Sabres do play again.
Yeah.
And the Bills play that night and think, can we win a single regular season game right now? Maybe they all fix everything on Monday. I don't know. Both teams. I don't know. But beat Boston. Beat Boston and stop any more of the bad vibes from creeping out right now. Boston has a decor that looks similar to the Sabres, who are racked with injury. And that's just their default. They're healthy.
Yeah.
They've got Charlie McAvoy and a bunch of stuff. They traded for Henry Yokiharju. A player this fan base here in Buffalo was happy to get rid of. They do have the advantage in net if Swayman's playing. And by the way, there were no games on Friday because the NHL is just sick and twisted when it comes to promoting its product. How do you have zero games on a Friday night?
Your I know.
Opening week, you have zero games on a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was nothing except baseball on yesterday. Nothing. Not even baseball people around here are concerned with, really.
You could have gotten somewhere.
Yeah.
I get avoiding Sunday. That makes sense. Your opening week, you want to avoid the NFL, who has a doubleheader on a Monday night as well. Like, but you want to avoid that for some reason. Like, fine, I'm not really going to behoove you of that. But to have zero games is a little weird to me. I will say, it's not something I want for, like, you need to win tonight. Like, it feels weird. It feels illogical. I do think people do need to pace themselves to see if this is another season of misery.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 12. That's where I usually say that's when a team shows you ultimately they are who they are.
Realistically, the Sabres should be showing you that, like, they should be winning games well before that. Like, we should be looking after five games, I would say, at 3-2 or 4-1. They should be on the winning side of a record. And if they're not by five games in, that's where I'm okay with people starting to tap the panic button. 10, you're right. I think in an 82-game season, that's a good threshold. You're getting close.
I will say, though, again, it is game one. It was an awful game one. It was hilariously frustrating to watch. And you could not have started the season on a poor note.
No.
I do think, I don't want to say it's okay to put, like, to let your guard down a little bit here, but if they beat Boston, things are already different in game two of 82. It's a fine line to tiptoe right now, though. That's the problem. It's already a fine line to tiptoe based on what you showed in the first game of the season, which was nothing against a Rangers team that puts Matt Rempe willingly on their power play unit.
Willingly, the key word there.
Willingly. Like, it's not injury. They did it on purpose. Wild to me. I saw Matt Rempe trying to screen Alex Lyon. Not really doing a great job at it, by the way. Because he's not offensively gifted in any sense of the word.
No, but they had him out there.
They had him out there trying to screen, and he's not doing a good job of it. Lyon's seeing all the pucks.
How do I know this? They also went 0-for-4 on the power play.
They did. And what
we're still
a
waiting
burner.
To see if we can get hearing from head coach Sean McDermott out at Bills practice, by the way. There is the opportunity there because the Bills having one last practice before they head out to Atlanta to take on the Falcons.
Schedule's a little different this week.
Everything
with the Monday Night Football.
Everything gets pushed back a day. We would have heard it by now. We would have had coach talking with Sal
on
the
Extra
Point
show. Yeah.
And we would have the full injury designation by now. But because everything gets pushed back, that's where we're at as well.
To transition a touch, just to kind of around Sean McDermott with the Bills, I got to ask.
Speaking of, it was only one game.
It was only one game. Right. After last week, was I frustrated that they weren't able to pull the win out? Absolutely. Because I think that was a disgusting game. Mike Vrabel stops the Bills from going 5-0 once again. And it's a 23-20 loss to Stephon Diggs, just like the Texans game. Things were all too similar for weird reasons, too. I think they were going to lose a game anyway. I think when we picked the schedule, I actually thought they could drop this game.
Right.
New England, divisional rival, on the up and up. They're going to get frisky. It's a divisional game. Those can go either way. We've seen it. The Dolphins played the Bills close. And look at what they're sporting. Mike McDaniel can't even put it together a full sentence in a press conference this season. Like, I don't think the sky is falling. I'm glad they lost because it's a little bit of a wake-up call in a sense, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, I got to figure out a way to phrase this without, it was almost a sense of arrogance, right? In the fact of being able to do what they were doing and still put up 30 points on the board. Arrogance with the offense, I guess. And that's not,
right.
I'm not trying to jab anywhere specifically or frustrate anybody by saying that, but this takes the arrogance out of it. You scored 20 points and your offense did not work. They were the problem. Your defense actually had one of their better games of this season against the Patriots.
They did.
So offensive arrogance has been better, not their best game by any means.
They did and they didn't.
They did and didn't. It was just they were kind of the upside to the team because the offense wasn't really getting anything done until towards the end and they couldn't even close it out. But I think this takes away that arrogance a little bit. It's a wake-up call for them, and I don't think we'll see the same mistakes coming from. Sean McDermott says, too cute, when referring to the offensive play calling. Like, this is that wake-up call I think they needed to kind of be like, okay, we're gonna go back in the other direction. We're going to get down to basics, back to basics, and hopefully we see that against Atlanta because they're frisky, right? Defensively, I'm worried about that game with Bijan Robinson. The Bills gotten killed on the run this year. Michael Penix likes to do a little scramble here and there, you know? So
the thing is, you could frustrate Penix. They do have top-end talent, though. They have Kyle Pitts. They have Drake London. They have Bijan Robinson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
However, you can frustrate the quarterback. He is very inconsistent. The key here is the pass rush needs to get home. And that probably is the key every week for them, because the coverage is not up to snuff right now. Remember what they say, pass rush, marriage to the coverage.
Mm-hmm. They have not been married at all. They're quite divorced, actually.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The difference, though, this year is I don't know if it's the defensive line. They get 4 sacks against New England, and they frustrate me a lot of times. They get 0 pass breakups from a DB.
Yeah.
AJ Epenesa is the only one that tips a pass.
I think it is the secondary for sure.
And I'm wondering if that means that it has something to do with scheme. Are they lined up too far back? Are they not allowed to make – are they not put in position where they can make more plays? Or is it the talent? And that's where I'm leaning right now.
I'm leaning towards Cole Bishop being your best safety is kind of an issue.
It's not that he's the best safety. It's that he's been their best defensive back.
You're absolutely right.
Christian Benford has not been playing well since the extension, or at least not up to his standard since the extension.
No, last season he was lights out, and this season it feels like he just can't get ahead of the game. And Tre'Davious White, I'm a little...
Whoever cornerback two is going to get punished.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And then you have Taylor Rapp, who has not been playing all that well this season.
He has not.
And we've had a couple instances of possible, friendly fire. So we got to watch out.
All right, we got head coach Sean McDermott coming here.
I will be out this week. TJ Sanders and DeMar both out. We'll eventually both head to IR. And then Dalton Kincaid and Curtis will look at them today and see what they can get done here for us.
What happened with DeMar?
I had a pec situation came up in practice. Yeah.
You said him and TJ?
TJ, yeah.
Did anything change with TJ's situation
he was dealing with a knee, and so we were kind of weighing the options and seeing what one day at a time would do in terms of improving his situation, and it didn't look like it was improving, so we decided to get surgery and put him on IR.
So it's season ending?
No, it's just don't know on either of them really. Feel a little bit better about TJ. DeMar's up in the air at this point.
We've talked before about how hard it can be for rookies in particular to go to IR. It's kind of the mental aspect of the game. That's 3 now on IR. What are your conversations with them like, just to make sure they're still in a good headspace while they're navigating this jump to the NFL?
Yeah, we have a good plan in place normally, and we're always looking to improve the plan. And, that's really where the medical team, the sports science team, strength and conditioning, and then our player development staff really, really lean in on the player and with the player and help them to, as you said, stay connected with the team, getting them physically better one day at a time, of course, and then also working with them mentally. Dr. Dez does a good job of that, and so we try and support them every way that we can, and There's no perfect plan or way of doing it, but it is important.
How do you feel that Ed Oliver got through the week?
Yeah, pretty good. He's looking good, and coming off of being out for a little bit of time here, so I think practice has been good for him and getting him back and knocking some of the rust off there as well, and I think he's getting excited here.
Coach, it takes a lot for a player to go through an NFL season to withstand 60 minutes in a game week. What type of mindset generally do you think it requires out of a player to be at their highest level through a 60-minute fight?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, there's moments in there where you have plays that you want back, and the ability to reset, as we talk about and teach on, is important. That's what your teammates need from you in those moments. Although, as hard as it is, it's important for the team. And it's the games ebb and flow, and they usually come down to the last drive or the last quarter of the game. And it's not easy, but it is an important piece of the fabric of a team, the fabric of an individual, and the ability, as I said, to reset, but also stay resilient through the process of a game.
Talking to Trey White yesterday about how it's gone through the first 4 weeks, he talked about, like, it's just about a mindset, the good and the bad, thinking of yourself as the best player on the field every time you go out there. Is that impressive to see that he's been able to generate that kind of mindset given everything that the challenges he's gone through?
Yeah, I mean, knowing Trey, though, he's, just got that DNA, and he's so resilient. You don't get to where he is in terms of his ability to overcome the adversity that he's faced in his life, one, and then two, in his football career, especially in the last few years here. And he's well equipped to push through, and he leans a lot on that resilient nature, and he is who he is because of kind of that resiliency, as well as the support he gets from his family, his faith, and his teammates as well. So he's just a great story overall, and we all pull for him in that way, for sure.
Through the challenges that he's faced, like the play that he hasn't made, has there been enough in these 4 games that you've seen from him that gives you faith that he's going to be able to elevate his level consistently over the course of the season?
Yeah, we're confident in all of our players. If we weren't, they wouldn't be out there. And, Trey is, like you said, a guy that has pushed through things, and that light is forever going to shine in Trey's life because that's who he is as a person. So his teammates believe in him, we believe in him, and that's kind of one of the, to me, unique qualities that I'll always think about with when it comes to Trey and his situation.
Hey, Sean, with DeMar going injured reserve, how comforting is it to know that you have Poyer in the wing for 10
times practice? Yeah, Poyer. I could speak in a similar way about Poyer and his journey. So having a veteran player on the practice squad to, potentially go to is important for us. The roster, with everyone, it's kind of been some moving parts and things changing quite frequently at this point daily this week. So we're just trying to figure out, who goes out, who goes in, and how different things affect different positions, but also the overall roster for game day.
Same question, Sean, but Jordan Hancock, much different role. He's a rookie. What have you seen from him since he came back after having some injuries in the preseason?
Another journey is, I think Catherine asked about these rookies and how they stay with it. Maddie asked about that through the course of a game, and it's really the journey of a season. The first, call it 6-7 games, you're trying to figure out who you are as a team, who can help you. The journey of a player who hasn't played as much but wants to play, and all the emotions that go with that, whether they're younger or older, and the ability to endure is important in life, and in this case, for a football team. So that's where you're able to come together and for a common purpose and put everything else aside and move forward for the betterment of the team. And in Jordan's case, I do appreciate how, even though he hasn't played every week, he's approach practice with the right mindset, especially of late.
I don't want to compare him, but obviously Cole was in the same situation last year. It felt like every time we talked to him, he wanted out, and he wanted to play, of course. And then when you get to this year, and it seems like there's much more consistency, is there a point that you realize with some of these guys where they realize, I had to go through that a little bit. I kind of understand now why this happened for me to get to where I am now.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's one of the hallmarks of life, right? Where you think you know, but you really don't know. And then when you experience it, you're like, oh, that's what everyone was trying to warn me about or educate me on. And you hope you don't have to go through those moments, but inevitably, like this sound that we have to endure, every press conference, it seems we can't get that change, but it is, I mean, it actually makes you stronger. And, you know, I think it was Lombardi that talked about, it's not when you play golf going into the rough, it's how you get out of the rough. And I think it's a great analogy.
With Matt out, and Dorian looks like maybe trending in the right direction, Dorian Williams, is there a plan in place for opposite Terrell Bernard on Sunday or Monday?
We'll see. You know, got some things to talk about there, work through again today. So we'll just kind of see how all that works out. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
That was Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Right away off the rip, Matt Milano, TJ Sanders, Damar Hamlin not playing on Monday night. And Sanders and Hamlin sounds like they will be heading to injured reserve. So the Bills' second-round rookie D-tackle not having a rookie season to remember, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately not. But, I mean...
And the injuries at D-tackle continue to pile up. But the good news is I heard nothing about Ed Oliver.
Nope.
Who does seem to be trending on coming back right in time, I guess. If a player is going to be injured and out, it's good to have somebody come back.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed Oliver looks like he's going to be returning. Sanders, unfortunately, will head to injured reserve.
Yeah.
We'll take a timeout real quick. Come back. You know what time it is. It's Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. Welcome back in. Sports Talk Saturday, wrapping up hour number one. And there's only one way we wrap up hour number one. But while we wait for that, head coach Sean McDermott did speak, and again, I did want to bring that back up of Matt Milano out, TJ Sanders, Damar Hamlin out,
mm-hmm.
heading toward injured reserve, it sounds like, from the head coach there. So when it comes to it, we'll get things going here. But again, I'm hoping that the Bills with Atlanta, everything's going to be good to go. Right. Sal Capaccio joining us
at 12:30.
At 12:30 as well to recap Bills practice.
Mm-hmm.
And mentioning Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel. We'll see what we get from them in terms of injury designation and everything like that. We ready to go? There it is. Chris Giacobello on the board. Let's get things going here with the Booty Cheek of the Week.
Yes, sir.
I'm staying in the NFL. And actually, Chris, as we know,
you gotta do this to
is
him.
Is an Eagles fan. Chris, the Eagles offensive coordinator needs to be fired into the sun. Kevin Petullo is more concerned about trolling people these days than...
calling
actually
an NFL
creating, calling a creative NFL offense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Derek. And I just want to say, just to put it lightly in FCC terms, you know, just so we don't get fined here, I see it as Kevin Petullo is a kid with a permit that was given keys to a Ferrari, and he just doesn't know how to run it.
That's actually pretty good.
I think that's a good analogy
of it. Yeah.
He keeps flooding it.
Yeah. He's not using the clutch at all. He's just stalling every 2 seconds and flooding the engine with oil and then seizing up everything.
100%.
Fifth worst in passing yards per game. Bottom 10 in rushing yards per game. 29th in total yards per game. The only saving grace for them
is that they have a middle-of-the-pack team in scoring points per game. And that's because their defense does give them advantageous opportunities. But I've got an OC in Philadelphia that's more concerned about upsetting people by calling four straight tush pushes than utilizing the talent that they have with A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert.
I agree. I mean, you have all this talent in their prime. Like, what, 26, 27? Under contract for, I want to say, probably two, three more years. And this is how you're going to run this offense?
This offense is abhorrent.
It's giving me Brian Johnson PTSD.
It's, you know what it is? Dare I say it? Is he the Ralph Krueger?
Oh, no.
Of offensive coordinators?
He could be. No. He could be.
Could be. So there it is for me, Kevin Petullo.
I'm going to go in the same game, and Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
I mean, I get being passionate about your guy. You found your guy, whatever. Being passionate about wanting him to be fine. It was just the look after Russell Wilson throws a bad pass, and then you're immediately crashing out, like, get Jackson Dart back out here. And he's going into the blue tent, which is just that's uncharted territory for a coach. Can't do that. Can't go in there. Now there's an investigation pending, right? They're going to look into that to see if that influenced anything. But, yeah, just you got to stay in your lane, unfortunately, and let the business processes take care of themselves. And I like Daboll. I do. When he was here, he had the fire beneath him. He still does. He's a very passionate head coach, and you love to see that. But you got to know the bounds of that, and that overstepped them a little bit. So
yeah, just a little bit. You can't do that. You can't do that.
No.
Quite frankly.
Can't be running and yelling at your athletic staff to get them back out there or anything like that. So
runner-up for Booty Cheek of the Week is me for not getting that sandwich. Come back. Startup hour number two. Sal Capaccio joining us at 12:30 here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.